Fun Phone Production Number 98, Doctor Who.
Read all the dots.
Okay.
Fun Phone Production Number 98, January 1977. To be aired April 18th, 1977. Uncle Jeffy will be played by
Wait, name of the skit.
Oh, okay. Cast. No, Doctor Who? Uncle Jeffy will be played by Jeffy Deckman. Uncle Brucey will be played by Bruce Stein. Doctor will be played by yours truly. The intern will be played by John Lawson.
M squared.
And
you guys gotta get
asterisk.
You ready?
No.
What we should do is go it anyway. Jeffy. Brucey.
Alright,
here we go.
Jeffy,
remove my colon. Why don't you should mention colon? Because.
Hurry up, Brucey, we'll be late for the movies.
Okay, Jeffy, hang on. I'm still pissed off because we couldn't get dates for tonight.
Well, how many girls do we know that want to see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
I just can't figure out the taste that some girls have in movies.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Come on.
What does that mean?
Call Dr. Dahl!
What's the matter?
My appendix!
Oh, no, not another appendix attack. I thought you were going to have it out.
Now's as good a time as any.
But if you have it out now, we'll miss the movie.
We can watch it on Channel 13 next week. Call out!
Wow, Doctor Man, have you got an emergency case coming in?
Yes, Horace, I do. It's Uncle Brucey and his appendix. They're a terrific act. I saw them last month.
Oh, wow, man. Look, you going to be doing the appendectomy, sir?
Yes, you'd better set up the necessary tools. Scalpel, blade, and two different types of colas.
Two different types of colas? Are you going to use them in the operation?
No, I feel like taking the Pepsi challenge again. You know what they say. Keep doing it until you get it right. The same goes for the appendectomy. That's all, Horace.
Yes, sir.
Here we are, Brucey. Let's go.
Oh.
I didn't ask you to stick out your tongue, Brucey. Stick out your appendix instead. This guy has a one-track mind.
Should I wait in the other room, Doc?
That's Doc. Yes, Brent. No, stay here. I love an audience. No, goody. I love tearing people open.
Ow!
Where did you acquire such a large vocabulary? I must have quiet when I operate. Shut up!
You knocked him out!
Yes, it saves the price of an anesthetic. Now, let's see. Just cut on the dotted line. Marks a lot, please, Horace.
Here you are, sir.
Scissors.
Here you go.
You reject from General Hospital, pick them up and hand them to me, pointing the handle at me, dumbass.
Wow, man, like I'm sorry. Here you go. Oh, wow, like I'm sorry again, man. Was that your forehead, wasn't it? Hey, doctor. Doctor, wow, man, like, are you all right?
No. What happened? My head. Where was I?
Wow, man, like you were working...
Oh, yes, I was working on a Caesar salad. Now, you ladies at home, watch as I prepare a delicious Caesar salad with all the trimmings. First, we must shred the lettuce.
Hey, man, lettuce? Doctor? Hey, man, are you all right?
The name is not doctor, it's chef. Chef. Internationally known gourmet.
Doctor, what's the matter with you?
I will now shred the lettuce.
Doctor, what are you doing? That's Brucey's belly button!
Of course, it's always best to get lettuce that's easy to shred. My prop man gave me a poor head.
Oh, wow, man. I didn't even know you two were gay.
Very funny, able assistant. You folks at home ignore my assistant. I make the jokes here. Now let's slice the tomatoes.
Doctor! doctor! Oh my god! Stop it! Those are Brucey's guts! What are you doing?
Wow, man. Looks like the doctor's had a lapse of memory. He thinks he's a gourmet on television.
Well, get another doctor! He's destroying my brother!
Wait till he finishes the salad, man. That looks good.
No bakes and eggs.
Help! Somebody! Anybody! Oh my god!
How did I come through the operation, Jeffy?
I don't know. How do you feel, Brucey?
Well, I feel okay except for two things. Why is there a bandage on my belly button, and why do I smell like Italian dressing?
Brucey, if I told you, you'd just get sick again. Listen, I've got to find the doctor. You stay here and rest. I'll come up and see you again tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Boy, this smell is driving me bananas. I hope we have salad for dinner tonight.
Doctor, chef, may I come in?
Enter, but don't talk too loud. You'll make my cake drop. Well, ladies, look who's dropped in. It's my brother, Cook, just back from Alaska. How are you, Cook?
Oh, boy. Well, I might as well play along with him. Maybe it'll help get him back to normal. That's Cook.
We're so alike. What dish have you brought to share with the folks at home, Cook?
Well, since I was in Alaska, I thought it would be appropriate to bring back some baked Alaska.
Yes, and ladies, look at the delicious whipped cream on top of it.
But it lacks one thing, Doctor.
And what's that?
A pinch of flour and a smack of sugar.
Ew.
How is it now, Doc?
Ew. It's Doc. Oh, my goodness. The appendectomy.
Hey, let go of me! What are you doing?
Intern.
Wow, man, what is it?
Get me my tools immediately. We must perform an appendectomy. Hurry.
Hey, man, can't we eat all this stuff first?
What is all this food? Is it my birthday again? Never mind. We must begin this operation.
Wait! It's not me! It's my brother, Brucey! It's not me!
Scalpel.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Well, at least he's got his memory back. No, that tickle! Stop! No! Ow! Wait!